Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
It's another week. Do you have any motivational quotes? Give me some motivational quotes.
Some motivational quotes?
Come on, give me something.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Wow. Go on, give me another one. That was good. I like that.
What's the one from Kung Fu Panda?
Kung Fu Panda?
Yesterday is in the past. Tomorrow is the future.
That's great. I've got one for you. Ready?
Today is a gift.
Okay.
I guess that's why they call it the present.
That's good.
Kung Fu Panda.
I've got one. Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away.
Mm-hmm. How long is this quote?
About 3.5 minutes. All my troubles seem so far away.
Far away. What's the next line? Now it feels like they are here to stay. Oh, yesterday. Have you ever written a song?
Yeah. Mm. I was part of a band. JKL Squared.
JKL Squared.
Yeah.
When was that?
HKL Squared.
HKL Squared.
Hannington. Knight.
Lang.
Lang and Laken. The Squared. HKL Squared. There was two of us.
That's great. I was in a band once.
Whoa, what did you do?
Called Empire.
You were the bassist, I reckon.
I was bass and lyrics.
You were the bass and lyrics?
I used to write the lyrics.
Whoa.
Wrote a song called 100% American.
You're not 100%.
Not American at all.
Why did you call it 100% American?
Just thought it sounded cool.
Okay, well, give me
to
some
say lyrics. I was 100% American.
Yeah.
I think I was about 7, never been to America at the time.
It's quite Trump-esque, that is.
100%. Yeah. From our debut album, Build the Wall.
Wait, how did the lyrics go? Tell me the lyrics.
It was just something
100% American.
It was something about, yeah, just something about being 100% American.
But give me the vibe. Was it like indie rock?
It was quite Trumpy, actually. It was quite country music.
Country?
Yeah, we were inspired by a lot of those country bands.
Nate, like what? Which one?
What's his name? Keith Urban.
You were inspired by Keith Urban?
Yeah, we're four posh boys from Southwest London singing 100% American.
In country and Western style?
Yeah.
Wow.
You did a gig at the school fete.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Did you get any ladies off the back of it?
Oh, yeah.
You did?
Yes. Quite a stir at the fete. I actually went back to my old school this weekend.
Yeah.
Did a little thing at their Christmas show.
Okay.
Yeah. Did 100% American.
You did. Wait, you did some comedy?
Did not comedy, but they had like a big Christmas show and I went and did like a little thing. I didn't take a pavement slab like you did and put it on the floor.
No, I had that before. So
you've been back to your school and done things, haven't you?
I went and gave a talk on stage at my school.
Yeah.
They've asked me to go back again.
To do what? Coach hockey.
No, not a coach hockey. To teach drama.
Really?
No, they haven't. They've asked me to go and give a talk.
About?
Investments.
The danger of drugs.
No, not living with drugs. No.
With drugs?
No, not like they're your roommate. What do you mean?
The danger of drugs.
Living with drugs.
by Jamie Lang.
Living with drugs would be good.
My
Oh, God, he's just bloody noisy. Never sleeps, that guy.
What is your talk going to be about? Like a TED talk?
Got offered to do a talk at a few places, actually. Got offered to do a talk at my old school, my second school.
Yeah.
Summerfields.
Yeah.
I saw...
Isn't that a supermarket?
Yeah, but it's in Summertown in
Summerfields.
Is that
where you grew up?
No, it's in Oxford.
Right.
And Anthony Horowitz? No, it wasn't him. It was Philip Pullman.
Anthony Horowitz.
Philip Pullman once gave a talk there.
Yeah.
On Northern Lights. Not the book, the actual Northern Lights.
He's the one who wrote His Dark Materials, right? Yeah. Philip Pullman?
Yeah, Philip Pullman.
Have you ever spoken at the Oxford Union? Because I have.
They've just asked me.
I have, baby.
They've asked me quite a few times. I've always said no.
Why?
Don't know.
It's beneath you, is it? Yeah. Oxford Uni. It's a bit beneath you.
I don't know
You're
why.
You're a Summerfields guy.
They actually...
Are you worried you'll get booed off?
Boo! As I walk in.
Yeah. I remember when I went, the people they get there is unbelievable.
Yeah.
I remember at the end of my thing, the guy was like running through the program for the next week. And he was like, said it so kind of sort of like he didn't give a shit. He was like, yeah, Monday we've got Michelle Obama. Tuesday we've got Stephen Fry. Wednesday we've got Robert De Niro.
Well, that's my point.
They have like insane people come and talk.
That's my point. So you would go into these talks and you would have to really stir up some sort of debate or conversation.
What do they want you to talk about?
Anything. And that's like a wide open
question. I went for a specific talk.
What was yours?
About love. It was like a Valentine's Day special.
About love?
It was a debate about, and the thing was like, all you need is love. And there was two of us debating for it and two debating against it.
What were you debating for?
I think
against it. Yeah, that's quite you.
Yeah.
You were
a bit of a contrary, yeah.
Speaking of which, hello everyone, welcome to Private Parts Podcast. Me and Tom here, we love you. That sounded weird.
We love you.
We love you. So wait, hang on. So you debated about love?
Yeah, it was fun. This was ages ago. It was like years ago.
Wow.
I'd like to go back. Maybe I'll come back when you do it.
I'm going to respond and say I can't do it.
Why?
Because firstly, time.
Will it be like when Jordan Peterson went and they were all protesting outside?
Also, I'm doing a talk in Parliament. I don't want to do all
what?
The big ones. Yeah.
About what?
In January.
About what?
Just about the political climate at the moment.
Giving your thoughts on some of the big
issues.
No. Can I come and watch?
Are you a politician? No, I don't think you can.
Well, I hope you find that I can come.
Your favourite party will be out nearly by then. The Conservative Party.
Farage is apparently going back. Well, not back. He's joining the Tories.
I saw Sam Thompson won I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
He's joining the Tories as well.
He's joining the Tories. Did you watch the final round?
I did watch it. Yeah.
I didn't see it, but he smashed it.
Yeah, he did very well.
Freaking!
Didn't he?
Also, he just like Sammy seemed like he had the best time in the world on it as well, which was amazing.
Yeah, I mean, it does look like fun, doesn't it? I always used to be quite anti the jungle, but now I think it looks quite fun.
Yes, I think he's done a little turnaround for people.
Yeah, and all of your family and friends get to go to Australia and stay in a 5-star hotel. It seems fun,
man. Maybe we should just do it without the cameras.
Just go to Australia.
And stay in the jungle. And then get all of our friends to...
In a five-star hotel.
In the five-star hotel. And then get our friends to vote us out.
Which challenge? Do you think you'd be good at all the challenges?
Yeah.
I'd be fine with all of them except the eating one. I don't think I'd be bothered by any of them except anything eating. I think I'd struggle.
You don't think you would... What's the worst thing you've eaten?
I'm not fussed about being covered in like cockroaches.
Wait,
but eating things, I
hang on before we pass on this. So Sammy T, he won it. Proud of him. That's unbelievable. He's wanted to do that forever.
Has he?
Yeah, forever.
Has he really? He always wanted to do that.
Yeah, he just loves TV.
Yeah,
he's one of these people who just loves it.
Yeah,
you know, I remember when he did Big Brother, and he was just so obsessed that he was doing Big Brother.
Yeah,
and the jungles. You know, the same sort of thing.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. I could eat pretty much anything, I reckon.
I think you'd be fine with the eating challenges.
I've
seen you eat some pretty bad things. I think you'd be pretty fine with all of them, to be honest.
Yeah, I'd be fine. I once ate a pigeon brain and the guy, the waiter came over and the way that he said, do you want some pigeon brain? And I was like, okay. And they'd cooked a pigeon. It was in Hong Kong.
Yeah.
And then he got the two beaks and just ripped them. Ripped them apart.
In front of you.
Ripped the pigeon's head open. And said, do you want some of this brain? That's so traumatizing.
At the table.
At the table. What is this? Snap.
Did he work at the restaurant? That's terrifying. Who's just that? Fucking ripped a pigeon's head open.
Terrifying.
Pigeon's brain.
Yeah.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I don't know if I've asked you this before. If you were going to have a dinner party, right?
Yeah. I'm actually going to try and have some more dinner parties. Right. I say more. I'm going to try and have a dinner party. I've never had one before.
Never had one?
No, I thought that could be a good New Year's resolution, is to have more dinner parties.
Okay, here we go. If you're going to have a dinner party, you'll have three people. I'm one of them, so it's four. So you got
Do you have to be one of them?
Yeah, I'm one of them. It's me, you, and three other people. Who are you bringing? Who are those three other people you're bringing? Yeah, me, you, and three other people.
Me, you, Howard, Donald, Mark, Owen, and Gary Barlow. Us and take that. Wow.
That would be phenomenal.
Whoa. Singing, all learning the dance moves to Pray together.
Is that the new song?
No, it's the old one.
Okay, I'm sorry. I did interview them. I've interviewed them.
Yeah, you wouldn't know.
Who would you have?
Your level of research.
Who'd you love? Boris Johnson.
I love
you
I'd have Matt Hancock, Boris Johnson.
Yours would be quite political.
Suella Braverman.
You would have Boris Johnson.
Boris, Suella.
Matt Hancock.
Matt.
No, who would you actually have? Come and tell me. Who would you have?
I would have... Can they be dead?
Yes, they can be dead.
Okay. Anthony Bourdain. You don't know who that is?
Straight over my head.
The chef.
No.
He died, but he was great. He could cook. You know who Anthony Bourdain is? What? Have you not seen his show, what's it called, Parts Unknown?
No.
Really famous TV show.
Really? You sure you're not thinking
You don't know that Pray is an old Take That song? You don't know who Anthony Bourdain is?
I think you're thinking of, who's like one, who's the chef?
Gordon Ramsay.
No, who's the chef of Liz in Oxford? And he's French.
Raymond Blanc.
Yeah, you're thinking of him.
That's a chef, but okay. That's a different one. Well, he had a TV show where he went around the world and went to lots of food places. It's very good. It's on Netflix. You should watch it.
Okay.
So he'd be one.
Okay.
I think that... who would be... Fiona Bruce. Oh, my God. She's great. Yeah. And...
Fiona Bruce.
And...
God, you're really going for it.
Holly Willoughby.
You would go... Those are the three people you'd have.
Me, you, Anthony Bourdain from the past. Holly Willoughby and Fiona Bruce.
What are you cooking us? What is Anthony Bourdain cooking us?
We're going to do a modern twist on an old classic.
Which is
Coq au Vin.
You're just literally just saying words.
Coq au Vin. I like a Coq au Vin.
No, when was the last time you had a Coq au Vin?
Coq in a van.
When was the last time you went?
I love Coq in a van.
When was the last time you went to a restaurant and said, I'll have a Coq au Vin?
Always.
Okay, what is a Coq au Vin?
Coq au Vin is chicken. In
a van.
What is a Coq au Vin?
Exactly.
It's like wine. Yes. Wine. Chicken in wine.
Chicken. You just want chicken in wine.
Who doesn't love that? Me, Holly, Anthony, you, Fiona, all sharing a chicken and wine. Who would you have?
Great question, Tom.
Brad Pitt, probably.
Who would I actually have? Shackleton.
Shackleton?
Shackleton. That's probably straight over your head.
I don't know who that is.
One of the greatest explorers of all time.
God.
And my God, better than Anthony Kiedis that you...
Anthony Costa. Actually, can I change mine and put Anthony Costa in?
You can have Anthony Costa.
I want Costa, Danny Cipriani.
Get all the Costas. Get Anthony Costa, Diego Costa, I want Costa Coffee to serve.
I want that fella who did a backflip from JLS.
Aston Merigold.
Is that the one?
Yeah, he's a good dude, actually.
We'll get him to do a backflip.
Aston's a very good
after
nice guy.
The Cocker Man.
I would have Shackleton.
Yeah.
He would come back from the dead.
Shackleton.
I would then have, it's tricky. Elvis.
Right.
Maybe.
Yeah.
And then I would have, my God, I can't think. Someone. A strong woman. I'd have a strong woman to get in there.
Strong woman?
Maybe Oprah. That would be interesting. Pamela Anderson.
She's a strong woman.
It'd be amazing.
Katie Price.
Katie Price is wicked, but I've chatted to Katie a few times.
Are you done with her?
No, not done with her. She's amazing.
That's what you do. You just toss people aside.
No, I don't.
You use them and then you toss them aside.
I think Pamela.
Pam.
Who have you met? Or who would
Everyone.
You? Who would you meet and you'd feel starstruck when you met them?
I get starstruck by weird people. I don't really get starstruck by like actors or comedians or even musicians, really. I got very starstruck when I met. Having said that, you know, do you watch Succession?
No.
Okay, well, we will leave.
No, tell me.
No, it won't be that interesting. You
tell
don't
me.
Who it is. One of the actors from Succession has become friends with my mum.
Who?
The one who plays Tom from Succession.
Him.
Matthew Wait. McFadden. My mum works at a school.
Brian McFadden's.
No.
Okay.
My mum works at a school on reception.
Yeah.
And Matthew McFadden, his kids are at the school, right?
And they've become friends.
And they've become friends because he comes into reception a lot. And my mum has been invited to his Christmas party.
That's wicked.
Matthew McFadden.
Wow.
So I'd be very starstruck by him.
Would you?
Met Jeremy Kyle once and was very starstruck.
I don't know if you're joking.
I'm not being serious. Jeremy Kyle.
Yeah.
Yeah, love him. Paxman, Clarkson. Jeremy Clarkson's quite a big deal, isn't he? I've not met Clarkson.
I'm not. Who have I been starstruck? Brad Pitt when I met him.
That's pretty big.
Yeah, I was starstruck when I met him.
Yeah.
He's dreamy.
He's a dreamboat.
Oh my God.
Didn't you doorknob him?
I did. I shook his hand by turning his hand into a doorknob.
Unbelievable.
That was unbelievable.
I don't think actors are that. They're quite often a bit disappointing in real life actors.
I find when you go to someone's house, if I was to go to someone's house and they were really famous, I'd feel intimidated.
Who's the most famous house you've been to? Not person you've met.
Great.
House you've been to.
The most famous person's house I've been to. Oh my
Who
God.
Who did you, you know when you did McIntyre's show and you had to surprise someone in the middle of the night?
Yeah.
Was that, whose house was that?
It was Richard Arnold.
There you go. Dickie Arnold.
No, it wasn't Richard Arnold.
Wait,
who is it? Just quickly, who's the point that does pointless with
Richard Osman?
No, who's the
Alexander guy? Armstrong.
That's it. Sounds it again. I went. That was Alexander Armstrong's house.
That's pretty good.
I've been to the Crouch's house. I've been to Jack Whitehall's house.
Yeah.
I've been to what other houses? Whose house? You must have been to some.
Have you
big...
been to any royal houses?
No, never been to any royal houses.
It's only a matter of time before you get Buckingham Palace invite, isn't it?
Surely you must have been to some.
Oh, yeah.
Who's the most... Come on, you, in LA, okay, you're a big swinger. Here we go.
I've been to Sacha Baron Cohen's house.
What? You're leaving that there?
In LA.
That's huge.
With our friend Ben.
Was it amazing?
Yeah, it was pretty amazing. Yeah, pretty big. Big house.
Where was it?
Up in the Hollywood Hills.
Where is that? I mean, that doesn't make it... in the area of the Hollywood Hills.
There's a bit... It's
up in the rolling hills of Hollywood.
In the hills.
And you walked in and what happened?
Got tasered in the neck and asked to leave.
Have you ever been tasered?
No.
I've been tasered. It's honestly terrible.
By who?
In South America, as in Peru, in a place called...
You got tasered?
In Parate in Peru. And we went into the shop that was just a taser shop. And my friend said, can I taser you? And I said, fine, all right. Because I didn't think it would be that bad. He shoved it into my leg.
What?
And tasered
like
me.
A cattle prod.
And you honestly, you would just become like a pole. And yeah. I just became, and then just fell to the ground.
Of course.
It was awful.
Jesus. Mm. Fucking hell, your friend just did that to you.
Yeah, because we thought it would be a nice little experiment, see what would happen.
And was it nice?
I've also been pepper sprayed. I was in Greece, and these people knew how to, these bodyguards of this person I knew how to make pepper spray. They made pepper spray and then wafted it in my eyes. It was horrendous.
How bad is pepper spray?
It is.
Do you think, when it happens, do you think you've gone blind?
There's no way you can get through that. There is no way.
Describe it to me. Do you just black out?
It's like someone's put over a pepper pillow around your head. And
pepper pillow.
Pepper pig pillow.
Yeah.
Pepper pig. A pillow, and they've wrapped it round your head. And so you're suffocating. You can't breathe. And you can't see anything. If you open your eyes, it stings more than anything. The whole thing is horrendous.
How long does it last?
Oh, my God. 20 minutes? It doesn't stop. It literally doesn't stop.
That's awful.
Yeah, it's horrendous.
Pepper spray.
It's horrendous.
Jesus.
It's horrendous.
Yeah, I don't think I'd like to be pepper sprayed or tasered. But maybe I'll carry some this festive season.
Hey, a quick one. This is the penultimate, I think, bonus episode.
The year.
Pretty much. For the end of the year. The year's wrapping up, Bubba. Bubba. Never called you that in my life.
Bubba.
Bubba.
I like that.
Okay, all right, Bubba.
I'm quite aroused when you
I used
said
to
that.
Call my grandfather Bubba.
We have a similar dynamic, me and you.
Okay. This year's been long. And what I want to do is I want to... we have a Christmas episode coming up. This is our second last bonus episode. But in the Christmas episode, I want to give a rundown of everything that's happened in the year.
Yeah, I'd like to do that.
Yeah, we're going to do that together.
Yeah, go through everything.
Because I think it's been a long...
It's been a big year.
Wow.
Wow.
It's been a lot this year.
It has.
Like a lot.
You've had a big year.
Yeah, it's been a lot this year.
Yeah. You look like... you know when someone goes into... president's office and then they come out and they put pictures of them next to when they before they went in when they come out
yeah.
They've aged like 40 years.
That's me, isn't it?
That's you this year.
Yeah, this has been a big year.
Yeah,
big year,
but a good year.
Great year, but big year.
A lucrative year.
Strong year. Okay, we're gonna talk about it.
Okay, we're gonna go through your tax returns.
Yeah, we'll do that as well. With a fine comb.
Fine tooth comb.
All right, everybody, listen. Hope you enjoyed the episode. We have an episode this Friday coming out, which is really exciting. And of course, don't miss our bonus Christmas episode. It's not even a bonus, it's just a Christmas episode.
It's just a Christmas episode.
With Tom and I, that's next week. Remember, we're on socials on Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok at Private Podcast. Have the best day. Tell your friends. We'll see you later. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.